people sit when Jesus fed them with fish and loaves? Where did the 5,000 sit when Jesus fed them with fish and loaves? Was it on the outcrop of a rock? Was it beneath the fig tree? Was it upon the west shore? Or was it on the green grass? Where did the 5,000 people sit when Jesus fed them? On the outcrop of a rock, beneath the fig tree, upon the west shore, or on the green grass? If you don't have an answer right away, you can go to Mark 6 and 39. When you find it, call me. You know the number, you know the deal. We're going to come back right after Pleasant Green Baptist Church with more great music right here on the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
A saying from Dr. D.L. Moody.
All right now.
He once quoted, if God is your partner, make your plans big. If God's your partner. And I see without a doubt this morning that God is with Pleasant Green.
All right now.
And I see that God is making things begin to become bigger and better. Can I get a witness to that? In other words, God, if God is our partner, then our plans should be bigger than big. Simply because our God is an exceptional God. Our God is a sovereign God. Our God is an extraordinary God. Our God can do the impossible. When you and I begin to believe that God is God all by himself. You don't have to add anything to God. Because when God says amen, you better believe it's done. Can I get a witness today? It's done. My brothers and my sisters, I'm reminded of Romans 8 and 31. What then shall we say in response to these things, that if our Lord God is for us. Do you hear what I'm saying this morning? If the Lord God is for Pleasant Green this morning, if the Lord God is for you this morning, then you tell, and look, if the Lord is on your side, then you tell me who can be against you. Can I get a witness today? Well, it's when the Lord, it's when the Lord builds his house. When the Lord builds his church, he will allow Pleasant Green, and this is the word that God gave me. He said he will allow Pleasant Green ministry to begin to transform, not from the outside.
All right now, come on now.
He said the transformation is taking place on the inside.
We got to start here.
Listen. If you keep supporting these children, God said they are the church today, tomorrow, and forevermore. But you got to support them. You got to clap for them. You got to praise them for their effort. Can I get a witness today?
I know you're right.
God wants to, he wants to transform Pleasant Green from the inside to the outside. Do you hear what I'm saying? He wants to transform this city. This city will become transformed through the work that you are doing on the inside. You see, things, people see the outside, but they really don't know what's going on the inside. They kind of get a witness today. You see, it's okay to see something at a distance. But when you can get close to it, when you can shake hands with the president of the choir, when you can shake hands with the ushers, and when you can just hug one another on the inside, it means more than enough. Can I get a witness today? In other words, when the Lord builds his house, then there is no devil in hell.
Amen.
Listen, this is the word. When Satan begins to attack you, and he will.
He will.
Be ready.
Amen.
And just in case if you're not ready, because you're in the word, because you're under the word, because the word is wrapped around you, because the word is all over you, because you eat it for breakfast, you eat the word for dinner, and then you eat it for supper, and then a midnight snack, because you know the word, it will stand. Can I get a witness today? When the devil attack you, don't panic. During a pandemic, take your issues, take your problems, take your situation, and give it over to the Lord. I promise you, he'll fix it. Whenever you are about to build a house, whenever you're about to build maybe even a building, there are some things that must take place before the building even exists. And I see Pleasant Green here, right here in the text. In other words, the church has to thoroughly understand that God has everything plus more. I know you don't see it all. I know you can't touch it all. I know you can't comprehend it, because sometimes things become overwhelming. Give it to God. Follow leadership, which when you follow leadership, you're following God.
That's right.
Whenever you're about to build the house, whenever you're about to build the building, the church foundation, you have to make very, very sure that you have laid a very strong and a very solid foundation. It's important. Listen. The foundation is more important than the building itself. Well, watch this. The car, it can have any name brand on the car. It's just a car. But the engine makes the car. If the engine is not operating properly, it don't go anywhere. But the foundation that God has built, the foundation that God is building, it's because of the fact, whenever we are about to build what God wants us to build, we have to make very sure that the foundation is dug properly. Foundation is not dug properly. It is not prepared very well if it's not dug properly. There must be some rebar wire in the slab. In order for the concrete to get in between, you see, your prayer is like rebirth. The word of God is the cement. You see, it takes it all together. But watch this. The most important part is how deep you go down on the foundation. The deeper you go down, the higher you can go up. But what are you saying, son? All I'm saying is that, listen.
I know that's right.
Your prayer that you pray day in and day out. How many times the devil have not told you that God don't even hear your prayer? How many times you done tried to pray? How many times you done tried to pray? Got on your knees with good intention, and the devil won't even let you pray.
Yeah. I know you right now.
But a praying warrior, stay right there. On bend the knee. Don't get up. Mike can't say a word out their mouth, but they just do this. Because God understands what's on the inside of your heart.
He knows
just what your heart desires. And God is a God that meets you right where you are in your life. Can I get a witness to that? You just got to make sure that the foundation it dug
deep enough.
The walls are dug deep enough. But can I tell you another part of the foundation that is most important? That is the middle of the foundation. In the middle, they call them trenches. Trenches go this way and that way and that way and this way. The reason why is because there will be something solid it has to hold up and support. And so the more you pray, listen, you can never, brothers and sisters, as the word declares, never cease to stop praying.
Amen.
Listen, a little talk with God will make everything all right anyway. Matter of fact, sometimes we got to talk to God before things even happen. You see, when God put it in your heart to pray, you better know something is on his way. But God has you praying in season and out of season so that you could catch the devil at his best game. You know, it's good not to always get a black eye. It's good to give some sometimes. But just make sure you give it to the devil. Can I get a witness to that? When God builds his house, it is when God builds his house, it will be well built. It will be built forever and eternity. You know that our Lord and Savior that we may live, but yet after doing what Daddy commanded him to do, look where he is today. Sitting in the house in glory. At the right hand of the Father. In the house. Can I get a witness today? You are in the house. You're in the right place at the right time. Can I get a witness today? It's because God is God. Yes, he is. Then we have to be as strong and as doable. We have to make sure that we help one another. Don't let the devil tell you that you don't need to help someone. Listen, your greatest blessings come from
other people.
Listen, saints, whenever you help someone else, your blessing automatically falls in line. Can I tell you, you can't beat your I hear the choir singing.
Can't beat him.
You can't beat him giving, but you need to try anyway. Sometimes you gotta give till it hurts.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with